continued rise of the MK party and more specifically in the KZN area, the ANC facing its biggest existential threat yet, just after 3 months, after a devastating loss. And remember, nationally, after the general elections, the ANC, they were rock bottom at 40%. And now with the Progressive Caucus essentially being led by MK, a party, it's the rise of the dark horse causing the ANC to be lost in translation. Is that true? Reg Nkosi, political analyst online once again. Reg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Interesting indeed. Is it the dark horse?
Reg, about 2 weeks ago, we saw MK Party also execute a lot of changes. We saw Floyd Shivambu crossing the floor, joining MK Party, but still staying within the Progressive Caucus. And then some senior disenfranchised former ANC members also holding some senior positions in government before, the likes of Lucky Montana, etc., all being sworn in as members of the National Assembly. Some serious times ahead for the MK Party.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's no doubt. It seems to me that this may not be the end of this story of MK strengthening itself, at the same time ANC losing on the other, not just ANC, but also EFF perhaps, also bleeding the key people in the parties. You see, firstly, with the AFF, the departure of a senior leader there is quite unfortunate, and it may just inspire a few others who have been really behind him. Because Malema, while he's a very good leader, perhaps was a bit too much for some people. Therefore, they may think that following Shivambu is perhaps a decent thing. So we may see one or two movements from that side. But on the KZN and the ANC, even from the ANC itself, the alliance, let's not forget, not all people in the alliance are pro the DA-ANC coalition, remember? And we may see slowly the movement, the migration of people from the ANC going to the MK. I'm talking about the nationally now, not KZN. So I think we're still seeing the beginning of the shifts that are likely to alter quite fundamentally the political map in this country. However, if we go to KZN, well, firstly, when the young leadership was put in place, I think there was a lot of hope that, you know, we have vibrant young men and so on. One or two conferences or rather speeches they made were quite inspiring. And frankly, you were thinking that, well, this is it. Okay. But immediately after that, we saw a weakening of that vibrancy. But not only that, also, we saw that they were unable to talk to the public with confidence. Confidence that would inspire people to say, we have now a young leadership, a decent leadership, let's follow. Unfortunately, that continued until, I think, We reached a level where, is it the chairperson, Sibonyiso,
yes.
Went and snatched the mic of the king's advisor, right in the public eye. The senior ANC leadership were there. I think that was the moment when people realized we don't have leadership here. And indeed, it has been downhill and is likely to continue to be downhill.